It's music time in Africa. Hi, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is today's first edition of Music Time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you the best in popular and traditional music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. The recordings we have for you have been selected and prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, and we're both especially happy to have you with us. Right now, friends, the music from Nigeria, a gentleman who has really become part of the musical history of West Africa, Sir Victor Uwaifo, who's still turning out those famous sounds we all love. Leo has selected track one from Sir Victor Uwaifo's bestseller album, Ekasa Akwete Sasakosa 94. This is called Owenize Voto.
Owenize Voto. Owenize Voto. Owenize Voto. Oh,
Owenize Woto by Nigeria's Sir Dr. Victor Uwaifo, poet, philosopher, artist, and of course, all-around musician and megastar. We'll have more about this great maestro in a few moments, but first, here's our own brief message, so stay with us. My friends, you're listening to our regular weekly program of African music on VOA's Africa Service, coming to you from our studios on Independence Avenue downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here in the USA. And if this is the first time you're tuning to our station, an extra big welcome to you, and we hope you'll continue listening and enjoying the many different programs specially prepared for you by Voice of America's Africa Service. We're broadcasting to Africa on shortwave, and for our listeners in Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that can be found on 621 kilohertz. Our program schedule shows all of our programs broadcast in English for Africa, with a list of the frequencies and times for each program. You can request one simply by writing to this address. Write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and the postal code is 20547 USA. And I'd like to remind you again that we have an alternate address that we highly recommend you use. It may be a little less expensive for you in view of the fact that postal rates have become so high in many countries around the world. That's why we always recommend this alternate address, because we do want to hear from you and keep in touch with our listeners. Here's the address we recommend. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Again, this is the address. If it's easier for you, simply write to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. Sir Victor Uwaifo is from Benin City, the capital of the former great empire of Benin. He started his musical career as a highlife musician and later created his own original style of dance music called Akwete. It was his first hit recording that brought him fame, success, and popularity. That was Joromi, a recording that sold over 100,000 copies. And now, here's our music man with his story about this great Nigerian musician. Leo?
Thank you, Rita. As you've already mentioned, Victor is from Benin City in Edo State in Nigeria. He was born in 1941. His primary education and part of his secondary was in Benin City, but he moved to Lagos and completed his secondary education there. He became the leader of the school band, and in his spare time, he played guitar with the famous Victor Olaya All-Stars Band. Later, during his studies at Yaba College of Technology, he joined Isi Arinze's Highlife Band at the Kakadu Club. And that brings back memories for me, Rita. I remember the Kakadu Club very well when I was in Lagos, enjoying the music and the dancing. Well, Victor became a graphic artist for the Nigerian Television Service in 1964, and that's when he did a weekly music program featuring Benin folk songs. I have more about this unusually and highly talented musical artist, but right now, I'll play track two from this album. This is titled Dabo Dabo.
Dabo Dabo, Dabo Dabo, Ramen Peme, Yemen Peme, Merileo, Dabo Dabo. Dabo Dabo. Dabo dabo, ramen pemen, yemen pemen, megile. dabo, 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 ramek weme, piemek weme, megileo, dabo, dabo. Dabo, 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 ramek weme, piemek weme, megileo.
Victor had saved enough money for equipping a band and was able to form a nice group of musicians called the Melody Maestros. Well, that's also the time he became famous internationally because he produced three fantastic recordings, singles called Siri Siri, Guitar Boy, and of course, my own favorite, Jodomi. And at that time, I was stationed at VOA's African Program Center in Monrovia, Liberia. And believe me when I say that all the jukeboxes in the various clubs or wherever you went, it was Jodomi you heard. And I danced to Jodomi so much that whenever I walked about downtown Monrovia, people started to greet me saying, "Hey, Jodomi." So I'll have to play my copy of Jodomi for you. Jodomio. Jodomio, that's the kind of music that makes the job fun. Great music, and as Rita always says, that's what this program is all about, good music. Well, Victor UFO's success and popularity finally led up to his world tours. He took his band to Russia, Europe, Japan, North Africa, and he toured the United States. In 1970, he moved back to his hometown, Benin City, and established the Jodomi Hotel and opened the Club 400. In 1975, John Collins, the author of the book Music Makers of West Africa, went to Benin to interview Victor. From the interview, we learned that Victor came from a family of 13. He said when he was only 2 years old, his father would call him to come and dance to Spanish tunes and rumbas that he played on an old gramophone. Actually, the whole family was musically inclined. His father played the accordion, and his mother was a lead singer in their church. When asked how he learned to play the guitar, Victor said he used to listen to the palm wine guitar players playing in the bars. His father, of course, was opposed to all this. When his father passed away, Victor took some lessons from Dizzy Akwe, the guitarist for E.T. Mensah and his Tempos band. Victor UFO says the foundation of his music is very cultural, rich in African culture, both in rhythm and song lyrics. And he adds that even though he uses modern instruments, he hasn't really changed the basic character of his music. And that brings us to another track from this album. This is titled Nobuezamo. You're listening to the sound of Akwete music of Sir Dr. Victor Uwifo. Much of Victor's early music was played with what he called the Akwete sound. He said he discovered colors in sound and sound in colors. That led to him to transpose the colors of Akwete cloth into music. Akwete is a very beautiful hand-woven cloth made in eastern Nigeria. Victor said the different colors represented moving rhythms, which he called Akwete. And this led to his composing his famous hit song, Jodomi. Later, he created a music style called Shadow. Another sound style was Mutaba, which lasted for about 2 years, until he began another musical dance style called Ekasa. It was originally an indigenous dance of Benin, performed as a royal dance for the coronation of a new king. Also drawing heavily on local customs and tradition, he went on to create still another dance style called Sasakosa. Right now, here's an example of Victor Uwifo's Ekasa music.
Casa 90, the music of Sir Victor Uwifo. And again, special thanks to Leo, our music man, for that interesting story about Brother Victor. That's all for this first edition of Music Time in Africa for this evening. We'll be right back, friends, in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with today's second edition, and we'll have more of the best in African music for you. So I recommend you stay right there by your radio. Keep it tuned to VOA's Africa service and to this station. Immediately following is a report of the latest news. But for now, I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my love to all of you.